Hi, this is Mad Scientist. I play Willow at BuffyBetweenTheLines.com. You're currently listening to Strangely Literal with Tabs.
Dislike that Anya. She's newly human and strangely literal.
What? I don't say that. No one says that. No one talks that way.
Strangely Literal, the podcast.
So here's the part where you make a choice.
Deborah Book was just telling us funny stories about his life at the monastery.
This goes beyond anything I've ever done. It's a total loss of control. And not in a nice, wholesome, my girlfriend has a pierced tongue kind of way.
I think you've already figured out I'm not the poster boy for normal.
I've given some thought to moving off the edge. Not an ideal location.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Strangely Literal. I hope you're doing well, and you're as excited as I am about Dollhouse. I'm recording this before Dollhouse has aired, and I'm really excited. I'm trying not to be too excited, though. I'm not trying to be like, oh my gosh, it's going to be the best thing ever. I'm trying to be like, yay, it's coming, but not have a bunch of expectations. So I am even keel for what's ahead. I've heard good things and bad things and everything in between, and from people who have watched the pilot, and we'll see. But I'm excited that Joss and Eliza and Thomas and all those people have jobs, and I want them to keep having jobs. So I will support Dollhouse in any way possible. Yeah, that's really good. I'm sitting here in my living room, actually looking at my wall of geek. I have this, I guess it used to be a fireplace or some kind, it looks like a fake fireplace, but it's now shelves, and it's full of geek stuff. I've got my Anya figures and my Buffy bot. Actually, Anya and Buffy bot are on either side of a picture of Kim and I, because that's really cool. And my Mal figure and my Serenity tin that Beth, the awesome, gave me, not Beth Nelson, Beth, who runs Spanish Inquisition, gave me. It's a tin that Serenity came in Australia, and we didn't get one. Why? I have no idea. It's just an Australian thing, I guess. I also have my Dr. Horrible goggles and the gun we used at the Dr. Horrible sing-along, which I just rewatched the YouTube video of, and it was so much fun. I hope we can someday do it again. I also have a box cover that they gave out in Comic-Con for Heroes, and yeah, I'm a geek. A happy, happy geek. I have my framed Sugar Shock poster. If you haven't read Sugar Shock yet, please, please go. It's still up on myspace.com, Dark Horse Presents, and it's fantastic. It's made of wind. I was just thinking about that the other day, how much I love Sugar Shock. And yeah. I also have signed season 1 and season 2 posters of Buffy Between Lines. Yay! We're almost done with season 2. It's really hard to believe. But yeah, I'm writing the last script as we speak, well, as I record. And the episode 11 is being edited and almost finished. It's insane. And episode 7 is coming out. Well, as I talk about this, episode 7 is coming out on Saturday. So by the time you get it, it'll already have been out. And probably episode 8. Time flies. And we're busily working on Angel Between the Lines. I should have an announcement fairly soon about auditions, when they're going to happen, what characters we're auditioning for. So keep an ear and an eye out for that at Buffy Between the Lines or BetweenTheLinesStudios.com. I'm hoping to get the website for Angel Between the Lines up soonish. So that's going to be fun. And I've written a song and a half for the musical, and it's really a unique idea to write a song. I didn't think it would be something I would be extremely good at, and I still don't know if I'm extremely good at it. It just seemed like something that would be really hard to do. But all of a sudden, you know, I was sitting one day, and I was just like, I had this melody in my head and these words in my head, and I was like, okay. So I kind of wrote them down, and for the first song, Clay helped me out a little bit with the timing and the rhythm and everything. And then the second song, again, same thing. I was actually trying to get to bed, and I was laying there, and this repeating line kept sticking in my head. I was like, okay, fine, I have to get up and write. So I got up and wrote, and I'm pleased with it so far. It still needs some more work, but it's just amazing how if you really want to do something, it happens. And don't let anybody tell you can't do something, because it's dumb. You know, there's a way to do what you want to do, what you love to do. You might not get, you know, you might want to make a movie and in Hollywood and have thousands of people working on it, but that might not happen. But you can still make a movie. There's some great, I mean, look at The Guild. You know, Felicia wanted to make a TV series and that didn't happen, so she made a web series. So don't be limited by the scope of your dreams. Just go out and do it. Do something. You'll be very happy, like I am right now. That was your inspirational Strangely Literal. So life is good. It's raining here in Los Angeles, which hardly ever happens. And I love it. I love rain. I could live in Seattle if, you know, I drove and had family up there, I guess. I don't know. But I love that weather. I love the fallish kind of weather. I love being able to wear long sleeves. I love being in the middle of a city, but still being green and luscious and gorgeous and by the ocean. I've come to the conclusion I need to live by water. I think I'm happier when I live by water, and I'm really happy when I live by the ocean. So, and I'm like, literally, I could look out my window and see the ocean. Well, the harbor. It's similar. And that makes me happy. So there's your insight into Tabs today. Today's story is another one by me. This one is called Tea for One, and it's about Inara. I've always been fascinated with the Japanese tea ceremony. It's very complex and very, this is just a grace to it and a beauty to it, and it just seemed like something that Inara would do. And the idea, you know, that there was a tea ceremony for companions is from the series. So I kind of melded the two out together. It's something that takes discipline and beauty and grace, and all of those things just seem to sum up Inara. And then the ending just is, you know, Inara's life on the ship. She tries really hard for everything to be disciplined and beautiful and lovely and graceful, but it isn't always. So that's where this story inspiration came from. It actually was a prompt on General Firefly, a live journal community that I sort of kind of run, moderate. General Firefly is for fics that are stuff you would see in the series, you know, not shipping, not sex, not violence. Well, violence, I guess. He said, if you saw it on the series, you would see it in this fic and nothing more. So if you're interested, it's LiveJournal community general_Firefly. I'll have the link in the show notes. But I hope you enjoyed the story. And feel free on our new website to leave me a comment or suggestion or recommendation of a fic I should read. I'd love to hear you guys over at strangelyliteral.com. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Time for some thrilling heroics.
Here's how it is.
You get killed, I'm telling.
Okay, that's new.
Tea for One by Tabitha Smith. Read by Rose. The companion tea ceremony had taken Inara over a year to learn and another 5 years to master. It had its roots in the Japanese tea ceremony from Earth that was. The slightest movement down to your breathing had to be controlled. It had to flow like water. There was meaning behind each movement. There was hidden depth in the slightest whisper of your clothing. It was an art form. Inara found peace in the movements of the ceremony. The familiar disciplined actions brought focus in chaos. This calmed her when the world seemed unstable. Now she did them for comfort. She had no client to prepare for. The outside world was simply too much. Inara traced a finger around her cup softly. No matter how many cups of tea, somehow she couldn't drown Mal out of her mind. With a gentle sigh, she pushed the kettle away and lay back on her bed. Maybe Jane had something. Stronger? Wait, did she just consider asking Jane for help? She must be going mad.
All of the characters and universes referenced here are the intellectual copyrighted material of Joss Whedon, the Fox Network, Universal Pictures, and others. This podcast and the stories contained therein are purely for entertainment purposes, and no money or Second Life money was made off of this. All stories are by individuals and used with permission from the author. Strangely Literal is created in Chicago and has no connection or affiliation with Joss Whedon or any other fine podcasts out there. For more information about this show, please check out our website at strangelyliteral.com.
Quiet, please. Quiet. Please take your seats. Good morning and welcome to Technorama 101. Oh, dang, wrong class. All right, then. I am your instructor, Mr. Tomasi. My partner, Mr. Step, will be here shortly. This class is 16 weeks long, consisting of several units of study, including, but not limited to, offbeat news, hacks and strange stories, and our history unit we call Remember When. You'll be expected to visit the Media Corner on campus, and of course, the Geek Library for all of your research. Oh, and I almost forgot. Calling into the listener line will earn you extra credit. Now, if you open your browsers and go to chuckchat.com, you'll find links to Technorama there. Good. Let's get started. Who can tell me the three main characters in the Star Trek original series?
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.
There's all those cars in the background. The editor can edit that out. Sorry. Wait for them to pass. This is just between you and me, editor. Isn't that awesome?